Radio. Happy Friday. Made it through another week. Hope you guys had a nice turkey day yesterday. Since this show is called Truth Hurts Radio, I guess it's appropriate. I waited till after the festivities to ruin your day. You know, if you really think about it, Thanksgiving, the whole idea is nice. You know, let's reflect on the past year or whatever and think of the things to be thankful for. It's a nice idea. But historically, the holiday is just a whole bunch of hypocrisy, folks. It's pretty sad. You know, the image that's portrayed for us from the time we're in kindergarten with those nice little pilgrims meeting together with the natives and having a happy little lunch together. That's just, of course, not the reality. Well, I suppose that first season, that's how it went, but it wasn't long before they were raping and pillaging the natives and stealing their land and starving them to death and lacing their blankets with smallpox and, well, you know the story, on and on it goes. So, it's not quite as happy a little venture as they'd like us to believe it was. And unfortunately, to this day, the natives, to a large extent, are still treated like dirt. So that's something to keep in mind. Maybe they should call the holiday thanks taking. That's all we did was take from the natives. And it's no exaggeration to say that it still goes on, guys. You know, back in the 80s, just for example, the Navajo Indians were called upon by the federal government. This was still at the heat of the Cold War during the Reagan era and, you know, his anti-Soviet campaign there. A whole lot of propaganda. But nevertheless, to build up our nuclear arsenal even more, the federal government contracted with the Navajo Indians on a reservation in New Mexico to mine uranium, which would be used, of course, for producing more nuclear weapons. And they didn't give them anything. They told them, oh, we'll pay you after the fact, just whatever resources you have now, you know, put that into the mining operation and later you'll be well rewarded. You know, so they put millions of dollars, which they really didn't have, but they put millions of dollars into this venture. And all of a sudden, toward the end of the 90s, the Cold War wound down and they just flat dropped the whole contract, never paid them for any of the work they did. In fact, they slapped a fine on them and told them that they needed to clean up the mess because it was toxic. You know, all this uranium now was exposed. And of course, they weren't provided with the proper equipment in the first place. So a lot of the workers actually got very sick and got cancer. And anyway, it wound up costing them, $10, $12 million or whatever for the whole operation. So not only did they not get any money from the government like they thought they were going to get, it drove them further into poverty for this enterprise that they never got any reimbursement for. Plus, they had to pay out, the fine they got because of all this, the toxins. It's just unbelievable. It's just so typical of how the natives have been treated from day one. Anyway, but today, guys, I was hoping to get, at least for an hour anyway, Ron Paul's campaign manager. Didn't quite work out. He actually got back to me this morning, and my cordless died on me. And by the time I made it to my regular phone, we'd already got cut off, and then I couldn't get back to him. He was planning on coming on this morning, so I don't think that's going to pan out. But, I'm hoping to get him on in another couple of weeks or so. I'm pretty booked solid for the next couple of weeks. But sometime in early December, I'm hoping to get him on. Ron Paul's campaign manager, to talk about the campaign, how it's going. And anyway, but today I'm going to finish up on this long, dragged-out discussion about the UN war machine. I think this is like the fourth show now that I've worked on this topic. But we'll definitely finish this one up today and get off onto something new next Friday for my rants. All right, guys, stick with us. We'll be right back.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free 1-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
Alright guys, back to Two Thirds Radio. Boy, I hope the weather's nice where you guys are at. Actually today it got a little chilly, but it's still nice, bright, sunny, blue sky. Yesterday was in the 60s. I mean, that's New England for you. It's just so bizarre. Literally, you know, it's kind of like they say in San Francisco, if you don't like the scenery, drive a couple miles and, you know, it'll change. Here, drive a couple miles and the weather will change. You know, I've had it blue sky here, and my brother, who lives in the next town, not even 6-7 miles away, I'll be on the phone with him, and I'll hear pounding thunder. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. Are you having a thunderstorm there? He's like, yeah, it's really bad. The wind is blowing like crazy. He says, you getting it there? I'm like, no, the sun is out. I mean, it's New England. It's very freaky. You know, from one day to the next or one area to the next, you just never know. You know, usually the Cape, which is only about an hour ride from me, you know, they'll be getting dumped with snow while we get nothing, or vice versa. It's just bizarre. So, you know, yesterday you could have gone swimming practically. You know, a couple days earlier it was so cold your nose would drop off if you just step outside for a few minutes. I mean, it's just nuts. Anyway, today's a little cooler than yesterday, but it's still a nice day. Gotta love it. We didn't break our record, though. Last year, the first snow we got was February 14th, right on Valentine's Day. We actually got some flurries the other day. Didn't amount to anything, but still, we can't say that, you know. Hopefully that's it, though. I wouldn't mind at all if that's all the snow we get all season. I'm all set. That did me up just fine. Oh, I hate this stuff. New England, you're either, you know, shoveling your driveway or mowing your lawn or raking leaves. It's always something. Every season you get hit. Anyway, before I launch into the finishing up of my discussion here on the UN, just go over a few announcements here, guys. Just a reminder, we have the live chat forum available right on the Republic Broadcasting website, republicbroadcasting.org. You can go there and quickly sign up and talk with other listeners and hosts. I haven't been signing on there myself, though, lately, because I don't know, I was having some trouble till I get my new computer. I don't think I'll go on there because it seemed to have slowed me down some. Kind of messed up my sound, too, for some reason. Also, guys, once again, if you want to call your senators and harass them over this this thought crimes bill, as it's being called, because that's really what it is, which, if passed, would give them the impetus to shut down internet radio, like RBN, the last bastion of truth, really, that's out there. The only place left to get, you know, up-to-date current information about what's going on. Certainly not going to get it on Fox or CNN or ABC or CBS. It's already been passed by the House as H.R. 1955. It's now pending before vote before the Senate as S. 1959. So if you want to call them and voice your opinion, I hope you will. You can do that by dialing 800-828-2498 or 800-614-2803. Or 877-851-6437, all toll-free numbers. Or if you want to dial locally, it's 202-224-3121 or 202-225-3121. Let them know you don't want this bill to pass, guys. As long as they don't hear from people, they're going to assume that you don't give a hoot, and they're going to just pass it. That's what they've been doing from day one since 9/11. Every bill that Gluteus Maximus has given them the sign, they've carte blanche, given them all the powers he's wanted. And they'll continue to do it as long as people aren't saying anything. If anybody wants Aaron Russo's DVD, Freedom to Fascism, now's the time to grab them, guys. Great stocking stuffers. Holidays are just a month away. And you can get that for $19.95 plus $4.95 shipping and handling. Freedom of Fascism is packed with information about the New World Order, focusing heavily on the Federal Reserve and the graduating income tax fraud. It's great because a lot of videos of this nature don't cover those topics. So this is really good. It's right in line with Ron Paul and what he wants to do, shut down that monstrosity that's been the cause of most of our woes in this country. It's through the Federal Reserve and its exploitatious, extortionist income tax fraud that they've been able to finance their fiascos and push their agenda forward. You can get that by calling toll-free 800-724-2719 or by going to republicbroadcasting.org, ordering there through PayPal. Or you can send your check or money order to the RBN office, 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Another great way to share the truth about the New World Order, you can get my book, Pearson Fog and 9/11, if you want to share the truth about 9/11, or my book, The New World Disorder, if you want to share the truth about the New World Order. Both books are fully documented, hundreds of references, websites, books, articles, journals, you name it. I cite government documents. After reading either one of those, there's no way that you could possibly doubt that we're in the midst of a massive conspiracy for world domination and that 9/11, in fact, played a major role in that, was a major step toward that sinister goal. You can go to lulu.com, that's L-U-L-U.com, and just type in my name once you're there, Charles Giuliani, G-I-U-L-I-A-N-I. And those, along with some other books I've got available, will come up. And once again, I'll have more coming up in the future, like my one on ancient history called An Alternative View of the Distant Past. I know some of you are probably getting sick and tired of hearing me say this. I keep promising it, but it's not happening. I will get around to that sooner or later. I just need to edit it one more time, and then I'll have that available on Lulu. It's a fascinating book covering early Earth history, early human history from an alternative viewpoint. instead of the typical poppycock that they feed you in academia, you know, that the dinosaurs lived millions and millions and millions of years ago, long before man evolved. Oh, whatever. It's pure garbage. And, you know, you don't have to be religiously minded to recognize that. There's a lot of secular scientists worth their weight in gold who have come out and have no, you know, religious agenda whatsoever. And, you know, they've said that evolution is not scientific. As a matter of fact, one scientist back in the early 50s, actually, I forget his name now, I get it in one of my files, but I'm paraphrasing here, but he actually said that we don't propose evolution because it makes scientific sense. We propose it because we find the alternative simply unacceptable. That's a very interesting and, I must say, admirable admission. And it's true. Evolution is not scientific, and they don't propose it because it is scientific. They simply do so because they can't come up with any other explanation, and the alternative one is unacceptable to them. They're, you know, mostly atheists. So they don't believe there's a God, so, you know, that's what they propose as the cause for our existence. Just this random, haphazard mechanism called evolution, which they have no scientific evidence to back up, but, you know. Anyway, actually, I don't even delve per se into evolution in the book, but I do talk about how, you know, fossils were not formed multi-millions of years ago. There's no evidence for it at all, folks. There really isn't. Absolutely none. The evidence they present to show that fossils are millions of years old is based on just complete flimsy poppycock. It's just a fairy tale, complete fairy tale. And so I delve into that in my book for the purpose of showing that fossils were formed, you know, much more relatively recent time during a colossal global flood. And again, you don't have to be religious to recognize that. There have been many books written about a relatively recent flood within the period of man's collective memory, because ancient legends from around the world talk about this, not just the Bible. Many ancient legends around the world talk about a colossal flood that nearly wiped out all living things, completely resurfaced the whole face of the earth, disrupted the entire planet, knocked it off its axis, created the seasons. That's what froze the mammoths, you know, in standing positions in the process of eating their last meal. They found them with half-chewed buttercups in their mouths. You know, that's a calamity. That's a major catastrophe that would freeze them so suddenly, so thoroughly, that there's no indication of decomposition of their flesh, even at the cellular level. You know, scientists ignore that. Well, actually, now they're not ignoring it as much as they used to. Before, they denied catastrophism altogether, but ever since 1980, they're now admitting that, well, yeah, there have been catastrophes in the past, because they can't explain how many species like dinosaurs have been wiped out so suddenly. So now they're admitting, yeah, I guess there were catastrophes, but, you know, they won't talk about a global flood. They'll say, oh, well, there was an asteroid impact, and which I agree with. I believe there was an asteroid impact, but I believe that asteroid impact caused a global flood. As a matter of fact, how could you have an asteroid strike the Earth and not have a flood? The Earth's surface is covered with 70% water. An asteroid strikes the Earth, doesn't matter where it hits, if it strikes the Earth enough to knock it off its axis, all the world's ocean waters are going to be sent tumbling in every direction, topsy-turvy. Of course you're going to have a global tidal wave and flood. So, anyway, that book is coming soon. Once I start editing it, it'll probably only take me a week or two, and then I'll post that, and I'll certainly let you know when that's available. But I talk about all kinds of fascinating stuff in there. And eventually, on the show here, I'll be covering a lot of that material as well, talking about not only that catastrophe, but how, you know, Mars and other planetary and satellite bodies in the solar system suffered calamities in the past. I believe all of these happened simultaneously. That what caused the flood here on Earth caused disruptions on other planets and other moons in the solar system. And anyway, I also talk about ancient technology, how the ancients had advanced technology that was very close, if not more advanced than ours. Anyway, guys, Nick Willis will be right back talking about the UN. Safely beneath
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. So, anyway, yeah, let's launch into our finishing up our discussion here. This thing is taking forever, which is why I mentioned this the other day, and I think I am going to start doing this after a few weeks here. I'm booked with guests next week, the week after, but I think after that, I'm probably going to start doing my rants 2 days a week. For a couple of reasons. One, I'm running out of guests. No, I need to put more time into looking up more people to have on the show. And, you know, if you guys have any ideas of guests that you'd like to see me have on, by all means, even if you don't have contact info for them, just send me a list of names and I'll find them, or find most of them anyway. Some are better at hiding than others and are hard to find, but yeah, just send me... But by all means, if you do have contact info, send me that. Drop me an email at truthhurtsradio@aol.com. Hertz, of course, being spelled H-E-R-T-Z. And but anyway, I think after the next couple weeks, I'm probably going to be doing that, saving Thursdays and Fridays. Of course, if a guest can only come on a Thursday or Friday, I'll book them then. But generally, I'm going to probably start doing that after a couple of weeks, doing my rants on Thursdays and Fridays, because not only do I have a lot of shows now that I've worked on, I've got several hundred of them, but also it just takes a lot of time, as you can see, to go through even one of them on occasion anyway. This one's a particularly long one, and this is actually the fourth show I've done on the same topic. It just takes forever. Well, part of the reason for that is I just ramble. And then, you know, you get phone calls and everything. And I think that's what I'm going to start doing. Because I've got a lot of really cool stuff that I've been working on that I'm just dying to do on the air. And I'll never get around to it at this rate. So, that's the plan. Anyway. So let me pick up where I left off. When was that? Was it Wednesday? Yeah, I think it was Wednesday where I was last talking about this. I left off talking about the current Iraq war and how that also is a UN fiasco. You know, sometimes it's very obvious that the UN's fingerprints are on the wars we get involved in. Other times it's not so obvious. You got to dig a little deeper, but if you do that, you'll discover, sure enough, every single conflict, guys, that we've been involved in since World War II has been fought for the UN. You know, the U.S. has become the little puppet for the UN. And why? Because the UN is run by the globalists. The globalists run the whole world. They run everything. They dictate everything. But usually everything is dictated through the UN. And, so it doesn't look so obvious. They work through other means. You know, they don't want the UN to be hated, of course. Although, if you're paying attention, you should hate it if you see what's really happening with the UN. And it's not that everybody who works for the UN is bad. No, in fact, a great many Security Council members are sincere, just like you've got, well, not a great many, but you do have some people in Congress who are sincere, who are decent people trying to do the job that their constituents expect from them. But, you know, the system at the top is corrupt. Every institution is that way. You got honest people in every institution. Sometimes the majority of people in institutions are decent, sincere people. But their hands are, for the most part, tied when you have the hierarchy at the top being a bunch of corrupt monstrosities. And, you know, that's just common sense. It really is. You don't need to actually research to figure that out. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's the law, just like the law of gravity. You drop an egg, it's going to break. You concentrate money and power at the top, and you're going to get corruption. And that's how institutions function. They're hierarchically based, and you get corruption. Even if there wasn't a conspiracy for world government, it wouldn't matter. You're still going to have corruption in the institutions. This is what people need to understand. The problem with world government, the conspiracy for world government, is that this corruption is organized, highly organized, and concentrated so that all the corruption is now focused in one direction. Again, you'd have corruption even if there wasn't this conspiracy. But what's so dangerous is this conspiracy is trying to set up a global system of corruption where there's no place to hide. You know, in the past, at one time or other, all governments became corrupt or were corrupt. But some were worse than others. Some were better than others. So, you know, if it was really bad in your country and you were able to flee that country, you could find solitude in another country that was, you know, better or not as bad as the one you were in. But with a world system of government, guys, the corruption will permeate everywhere equally, and you will have no place to run to escape from it because the oppression will be equally enforced everywhere you go. That's why world government cannot, will not ever, ever work. Anybody who sells you a pipe dream that world government is a great idea, there's even some who will say, oh, well, the current system that they're trying to push is evil. Yes, they'll agree to that. But they'll say, but we want to push for an enlightened world government, a world government that will bring peace and harmony. And it's baloney. They're either deceiving you or they're deceived themselves when they tell you this. World government is extremely dangerous. It can never work and should be fought vehemently against, no matter how sincere a person might be who's pushing for it. Because all systems, if they don't start out corrupt from the beginning, they will become corrupt. And so if you get a world government, it might start out as the most beautiful thing man has ever conceived, but give it little time and it will go corrupt on you. All right, guys, short break. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey guys, back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. We're going to be picking up here in our discussion with the UN war machine. Like I said, on Wednesday, I ended off talking about the current Iraq war. Of course, before that, on previous show, I talked about the first Iraq war, the Gulf War of 91. That was also a UN fiasco. This current one is also a UN fiasco. And just like we were lied into the 91 war, or scammed into it, we're also scammed into this one. So, let me pick up here. You know, this is interesting. The February 27, 2003 New York Times talked about a letter written by John Brady Kiesling, who's a diplomat at the U.S. Embassy in Athens. And it talked about how he announced his resignation to Secretary of State Colin Powell. Kiesling resigned because of his disgust over the false 9/11 Iraq connection that was being used as a pretext for war. In his letter, here's what he said. We spread disproportionate terror and confusion in the public mind, arbitrarily linking the unrelated problems of terrorism and Iraq. The result, and perhaps the motive, is to justify a vast misallocation of shrinking public wealth to the military and to weaken the safeguards that protect American citizens from the heavy hand of government. Wow. You guys remember that? When I read that, my jaw dropped. I'm like, that is absolutely astonishing. That was a big blow to the Bushy boys. Surprised it didn't arrange for his private plane to crash. But, I mean, listen to that. He sums it all up in the fewest words. He really just lays the whole thing bare right there. This was his reason for resigning. He was so disgusted that this war was being pushed through so aggressively when there was no justification for it. You know, why? Why do we go to war constantly over and over and over? This country has become it's a business. It's a way of life for our government. It has been for decades. You know, most of our country's history, we were isolationist. We minded our business. We had relations with other nations. Sure, we traded with them. But we kept our nose clean. We didn't involve ourselves with conflicts. We were neutral. But now along comes the 20th century and everything has changed. You know, this is so commonplace now that we think that this is the norm. This is how it's always been, and it's not. You know, Washington warned us in his farewell address of this kind of thing. Eisenhower did the same thing. He warned about the military-industrial complex, which was already, in full swing in his day, but nothing compared to what it is now. But he said that very thing, that, you know, if this thing was allowed to continue to run amok, that it would mean the end of our liberties, the end of our rights and freedoms that we have enjoyed, that it'll, you know, swallow up our budget. And here we are. But notice, he said, the result, perhaps the motive, yes, that is the motive, is to justify a vast misallocation of shrinking public wealth to the military. Exactly what Eisenhower warned us about. And to weaken the safeguards that protect American citizens from the heavy hand of government. Oh, I couldn't have put it better myself. That's a jaw dropper right there, folks. And that is a good reason to resign. You know, the safeguards that have protected us from the heavy hand of government have been removed. I mean, there really isn't much left to destroy. They've dismantled the entire constitutional structure of this government. It's amazing. In just the past 6 years, everything that the Founding Fathers erected has been torn down, completely dismantled. And, you know, why are we doing it? Again, you can't answer that question with one simple answer. There's multitudes of answers, and all of them are correct. But ultimately, it's the UN, guys. It's about the New World Order. That's what these wars are all about. There's other reasons, yes. It's about oil. It's about defending Israel. Although defending Israel is about the New World Order, too, because the Israeli government, the Zionist-controlled government of Israel, is after a New World Order. That's all they want. And they're using our military to help advance this. Oh, boy. It's just one big mess. But, of course, they're never going to tell you that in the controlled media. Never going to tell you that in the controlled education system. Even your churches aren't going to tell you that. But anyway, let me move on here. The main reason given for this war, as you may recall, was the claim that Saddam indisputably had huge stockpiles of WMDs, weapons of mass destruction. It was great propaganda, wasn't it? Pretty much everybody fell for it initially anyway. But now with hindsight, who doesn't know that that was a complete lie? Well, with that fact in mind, what do you think's going on with the current push into Iran, guys? It's the same thing. They're doing it again. They're trying to sucker us into yet another phony war. And for who? For the UN. For their global government scheme. Because you see, Iran, like Iraq, simply is not going along with the game. It wants to independently run its country, you know, without outside influences, manipulating it like a puppet, has every right to that privilege. To that right, I should say. Has every right to run its country the way it wants to. But no, say the globalist scumbags. They want control of that country, and since they're not giving it over, they're going to demonize, and they are demonizing Iran, just like they demonized Iraq with a bunch of fraudulent lies. just to sucker the public to go in there for them and take them out so they can put in a compliant little dictator who will dance to Washington, i.e. Wall Street's tune. I mean, you know, if people can't see by now what's flipping going on here, I mean, you got to be brain dead. Check yourself in at the local mental health clinic. There's something wrong with you. Seriously. Snap out of it. This country needs to wake up. Are you going to continue to let your kids get sent over to fight these phony wars and have their heads blown off or sent back maimed for life with an arm or a leg blown off or with lungs filled with depleted uranium just waiting to get cancer in a couple of years? It's already starting, guys. Many Iraq vets who have returned are already showing the same symptoms that the Gulf War vets had during the 90s, which ultimately turned into cancerous tumors, and a great many, tens of thousands of them, in fact, have already died. Many more will die in the coming years just from that war, not to mention this current one. There's been birth defects already from many Gulf War vets because that depleted uranium deforms the sperm, and naturally they're going to give birth, their wives are going to give birth to deformed children, and it's happening. And all the while, the Pentagon is denying it. They know depleted uranium is a deadly poison. They don't care. That's an added benefit. DU primarily is used because it's a great way to penetrate armor. It's the densest, heaviest metal known to man. And, you know, it's great for bunker busters and, you know. But there's a sidekick benefit to it. It helps to destroy the populations of the target countries that we invade. It's slow acting, but it does the job, and it, you know, they can, through their propaganda media, give the impression that it's, oh, it's an accident. We didn't see this coming. But they don't even say that. They don't say, oh, we didn't see this coming. They're just simply denying that it's doing it. They have been since the early 90s when it came out that our soldiers were getting sick. That's what your Gulf War syndrome was and is. But that didn't stop them. They continued to use it in Kosovo. They're using it now in Iraq, and they've used it in a lot of other places, too. And the irony is, excuse me, that, you know, transatlantic trade winds are carrying the stuff across to this country. So ultimately, these fools who are using this stuff over there are going to be breathing it in themselves, probably already are. But that's how psychopathic they are. They don't even think of that. They're just so hungry for power and wiping out everything in their path that gets in their way. They don't even care that the poisons that they're inundating Iraq with are coming back to haunt them. That's the nature of power, guys. It's just absolute pure madness. And is that so hard to understand? Look at Adolf Hitler. Nobody has any problem contemplating that Hitler was a nut. Everybody knows Hitler was a madman. Well, why do you think it's any different today? Why do you think those who occupy positions of power today are any better than he was? Who do you think funded Hitler, for that matter? The same family names, guys, passing on the torch from generation to generation, are the ones who are pulling the strings today, the same ones who are pulling the strings then. It's just their sons and grandsons. But it's the same family name, same people, working behind the scenes, funding all of this stuff, and creating these tyrannical monstrosities. You know, these evil leaders like Hitler are just the outward manifestation of what's pulling the strings behind the curtain. Anyway, as the weeks went by after the Iraq war had begun and no such weapons of mass destruction were being found, it became painfully obvious that this claim was a complete fabrication. But it didn't matter to the neocon cabal, because they already got what they wanted. They don't care that most people now know that the Iraq war is a fraud and that the excuse given to launch that war, weapons of mass destruction, was a lie. It doesn't matter to them. They got what they want. And they're laughing all the way to the bank that we're now paying $3 and even over $3 a gallon for gas and for oil. They don't care that the cost has gone up from, what was it, $16 a barrel now to $100 a barrel and destined to go up even more as the coming months and years go on. They love it. They laugh at the suckers in this country and abroad who are paying these exorbitant prices, putting up with it, while they line their pockets with enormous fat wads of cash. The Iraq war is what enabled them to do this. If they didn't invade Iraq, they would not be able to raise the prices to these exorbitant levels that they have right now. They would never have been able to do it. And why? Because Saddam would have been underselling them and presenting competition to their monopoly. But now that he's been removed, there is nobody out there that can pose a significant threat. Chavez somewhat is, but of course they just embargo him if they have to. They, you know, they pretty much got him under control. And you know, if need be, they'll knock him off. They've already talked about that. Bush said, last year, he's supporting Al-Qaeda, and he beefed up CIA efforts down in Venezuela, obviously to either launch another coup like they've done so many other times in so many other countries in South America, or just outright assassinate him, make it look like somebody else did it. Or, you know, they'll hire some Venezuelan radical group or something to do it for them. But their fingerprints, as always, will be all over it. But, but nevertheless, the biggest competitive threat to them was Saddam. They don't have to worry about Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia's already been in their pockets for decades. The Saudi royal family is in bed and has been in bed with the Bushy boys for a long time now. So, you know, they're not going to pose a threat. They want to make the big profits, too. They're always going to give them their little cut of the pie. They weren't going to be underselling OPEC. But Saddam was a threat in that area. But now with him out of power, and, you know, the neocons will say, oh, that's ridiculous to say that war was about oil. The oil isn't coming out of that country. They're not making money off of it. And the oil isn't supposed to come out of that country. That's the whole point. If the oil was coming out of there, it would drive the price down. So by dragging on this war, the oil can't come out of that country. The price isn't being driven down, and Saddam isn't there to undersell them. Do you get it? That's why they're selling oil for the high price that they are, guys, because they've achieved a monopoly on that commodity. You know, I've said this before, and I'll keep saying it. You got to sound like a broken record when it comes to things like this. This is exactly what's going on. But again, that's not the only reason for the war. That's just one of many. In fact, that's basically a side issue. The real issue, again, is world government. But boy, this is quite a profitable side issue for them. Do I have to remind you that the scumbags in this administration are all oil tycoons and have made their fortunes and continue to make even bigger fortunes now in the oil industry? You think they're going to do anything to stop this fiasco? To bring down the cost of oil? Are you serious? They want it that way. They're the ones who have set it up so that you are paying now these high prices. And they intend to continue to do so, to continue to rise them. They don't care that senior citizens are going to freeze to death this winter. And there will be. There will be many senior citizens in this country and abroad who are going to freeze to death this winter because they can't afford the cost of oil. Or they'll starve to death because they did buy oil but can't afford food. You think they care? They don't care. They don't care how many died on 9/11. They don't care how many die in this current war in Iraq that they lied them into. They don't care how many are dying over in Afghanistan. They don't care about Americans dying in these wars, let alone the Iraqis and the Afghanis. They don't care, folks. They don't care. They're mass murdering, lying thieves. And I challenge anyone who disagrees with me to call in. 800-313-9443. Prove me wrong. I dare you. You won't call because you know I'm right. You know you can't prove me wrong. And you just look like the fools that you are if you call in, so you won't. We got a lot of trash in this country, guys. A lot of trash. The people who occupy the highest positions of authority in this country, the highest rungs on the ladder of law enforcement, are the biggest violators of the law. And when you're in a predicament like that, the world is a very scary place. I'm not a gloom and doomer. I'm just telling you the reality of the world we live in. Hence the title, Truth Hurts. Yeah, the bitter lie, the bitter truth might not settle well in your mouth. But I'll take the truth any day. I'll take that bitter truth over the sweet lie any day. Because the sweet lie does taste oh so good in the mouth. But once you swallow it, oh boy, is it bitter in your stomach. We got to wake out of our little delusionary state, folks. Stop believing the lies, living in that pampered fantasy world We've got to recognize that our media, our education system, our professors, they're all lying, whether knowingly or unknowingly, it doesn't matter. They're lying. And should they find out that they're lying, they have to do so knowingly. They have to continue to do so, or they're out of a job. There are a few who do stand up, who risk their jobs, and yes, they do get fired. Some get killed. But, the heroes in my book when they take such a stand. But, you know, when you take a stand for the truth, you're not just, doing it think of it for selfish reasons. If you don't want to do it for others, take a stand for yourself or for your kids, for crying out loud. To remain quiet, you're selling your kids out to slavery, guys, is what you're doing. We can't afford to remain quiet anymore because these guys are really getting serious now. All right, guys, short break. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Hey guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani, continuing our discussion on this fiasco known as the UN. Coming back to the weapons of mass destruction thing, guys, this is so disgusting. This next quote I'm going to read for you here, there's still a lot of people out there that don't realize just how bad this weapons of mass destruction fiasco actually is. Do you realize it's been admitted by Paul Wolfowitz? Deputy Secretary of Defense Paul Wolfowitz, that they did, in fact, make this story up. Some people think, oh, well, they really thought that they were weapons of mass destruction. They didn't know. It wasn't until after the fact that they realized, whoops, it was a mistake. No. They made the story up. This was admitted by Wolfowitz in Vanity Fair in May, in an interview that they conducted with him on May 10th of 2003, just a couple months after the war had broken out. Listen to what he said. The truth is that for reasons that have a lot to do with the U.S. government bureaucracy, we settled on the one issue that everyone could agree, which was the weapon of mass destruction as the core reason for the war. There you go. He admitted that they concocted it. The truth is that for reasons that have a lot to do with U.S. bureaucracy, we settled on the one issue that everyone could agree on, which was weapons of mass destruction as the core reason for the war. They sat around a bargaining table and tried to come up with a reason that would sound convincing to sucker the public to go to war for them. What do you think? Weapons of mass destruction? Yeah, that sounds good. It evokes fear, and that's what we want to do, get them afraid. He admitted it, okay? So any neocon Bush butt kisser out there that tries to tell you that, oh, it was bad intelligence or whatever, they're lying. Wolfowitz has already admitted. I mean, he was interviewed by Ted Koppel too, Wolfowitz, on March 5th, just a couple weeks before the war broke out. And Koppel was talking about Project for the New American Century and the document Rebuilding America's Defenses, in which, you know, they said we need to go into Iraq in the coming years to seize its oil reserves so the U.S. can remain the dominant force in the world, blah, 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 blah. We need a new Pearl Harbor type event. You know that one. The same one that talked about transferring the use of chemical and biological weapons from the realm of terrorism to a more politically useful tool. Talked about targeting certain genotypes. Anyway, when talking to Wolfowitz about that document, Wolfowitz admitted to Koppel, he says, well, yeah, of course we've been planning this war for years, even before President Bush was in office. He said, that's no secret. It's not like we're trying to hide it. It's public record. He says, anybody can go to our website, newamericancentury.org, and read about this. So do it, folks. Go to newamericancentury.org, and you can use their own search engine there on their website and type in Rebuilding America's Defenses. Go read the document for yourself. That was drafted up in September of 2000, over a year before the scoundrel got selected in that phony election there of 2000, just like the phony election of 2004. But they were planning this war long before. And like Wolfowitz said, they just needed a good excuse, and they agreed that, yeah, the WMD thing, that'll work. That'll sucker the people to fight for us. This is unbelievable. And then there's Bush at that little White House party. Whoops, no weapons over here. Whoops, no weapons over there. Joking about the lie that was causing our soldiers to get sick and die over there in Iraq. Unbelievable. Stick with us, guys. We'll be right back.
With recent internet